Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
He didn't say there's no
He said
collusion.
No collusion.
He said he didn't look at
George. The report said no collusion.
Did you read the report?
Yes, I did. And you should read it, too.
I read
Come on,
it.
Let's go.
30 hours in the life of the president like you've never seen before. The interview that's already causing a Twitter storm.
You and I, we know we disagree about that, but we have a whole day ahead to go.
From first tweet of the morning.
Every network, every station, we have breaking news, they read my tweet.
To goodnight with the first lady. He's speaking exclusively to George Stephanopoulos.
You're here right now. You are president of the United States.
True.
Yet it seems like you just feel this need to push back at perceived enemies.
No. At false stories, at fake news.
We're taking you behind the scenes.
Tommy, you guys ready? Okay.
Unvarnished.
If you're going to cough, please leave the room.
And answering all the tough questions.
Look, George, you're being a little wise guy.
About Mueller.
They built up a phony crime. They hired a man that hated Trump. I mean, what kind of a rigged deal is this?
And the Democrat leading the polls, Joe Biden.
Sleepy Joe.
He's still beating you, according to the polls.
Well, I don't believe those polls.
Now, 4 years to the day he first came down that Trump Tower escalator, what's the state of the union?
I find Congress more difficult, frankly, than many of the foreign leaders.
Because they have their own views. And that's democracy, isn't it?
President Trump, 30 hours. Here's George Stephanopoulos.
The race for 2020 is heating up. All eyes on Iowa today, where both President Trump and Democratic frontrunner Joe Biden will both be holding dueling campaign events.
Iowa, the center of the political universe at this point in a political cycle.
Well, I love Iowa.
Trump, I love him one day and I hate him the next.
Trump only cares about himself.
I think he's the first president we've had in a long time that's delivered on his promises.
Thank you all. I'll see you in Iowa.
Mr. President, did you weigh in on the state of...
Nice group of people, though. And then you have, of course, the reporters. They're not so nice, but that's okay.
Getting this much time and access with a president who's called reporters the enemy of the people is a welcome surprise.
Hello, folks.
President, how are you?
Come on in.
Our journey begins aboard Air Force One, the high-tech, deluxe 747 jumbo jet with 4,000 square feet of floor space on three levels, including an extensive suite for the president. It's commonly called the Flying Oval Office. During the 2.5-hour flight to Iowa, the president meets with government officials, is briefed on the state's recent flooding.
Boy, that's a lot of water damage, isn't it?
30,000 feet below, former Vice President Joe Biden on the ground in Iowa, on the stump, and on the attack.
I believe that the president is literally an existential threat to America.
God bless you, Mr. President. God bless you.
3:15 p.m.
Yeah, let's get him in now.
We join the president in his brand new presidential limo, the Beast. While its state-of-the-art secrets are closely held, it's reportedly equipped with tear gas, can lay out an oil slick in the event of a terrorist attack. There's even a refrigerated supply of the president's blood type in case of emergency.
What a great group. No, these people, they're so great. Anyway, George,
when did you
Welcome
know you liked campaigning? Thank you. Yeah, the Beast is something.
I mean, these people are so incredible. Look, they're crying. They're so cute.
This is some piece of machinery.
Oh, this is amazing, actually. I feel the window. Check, knock on the...
Well, that just hurt my...
Bye, everybody.
So this trip has turned into something a little bit different with the former vice president's decision today.
Well, what was his decision?
To come to Iowa. Is that a good thing for you that he's in Iowa while you're here?
He made a speech. I watched it. You tend to doze off, but I watched it.
This is a guy who does everything to separate and frighten people.
It was fine. I mean, it's a political speech.
He's still leading the polls on the Democratic side. It's tightening up a little bit. And
tightening up a lot, which is interesting.
But he's still beating you, according to the polls.
Well, I don't believe those polls. There's no way he beats me in Texas.
But even your own polls show you're behind right now, don't they?
No. My polls show that I'm winning everywhere.
I don't know. We've all seen these reports that with 15 out of 17 states, you spent $2 million on a poll and you're behind in 15 out of 17 states.
Nobody showed you those polls because those polls don't exist, George. Those polls don't exist. But I just had a meeting with somebody that's a pollster, and I'm winning everywhere. So I don't know what you're talking about.
So you don't feel like you're behind right now. You're not fighting from behind.
I haven't even started yet, but we're getting tremendous polls.
Those poll results so irritating to the president that a few seconds later, he has to go off the record to call his campaign manager.
Okay, so hold it off for a little while. Just call Brad on the phone, and I want to ask him that question, okay?
Days later, we would get the internal Trump polling data confirmed by the campaign. It showed the president far behind in key battleground states earlier this spring. Back on the record, we arrive at his first stop of the day, an ethanol plant in Council Bluffs, Iowa.
Come on, let's go.
It's an area that voted heavily for Trump in the 2016 election and helped deliver the biggest margin for Republicans since Ronald Reagan.
Ladies and gentlemen, President Donald J. Trump.
Thank you very much, Iowa. We love Iowa. Thank you very much. Thank you. Please sit down. Sit down. Otherwise, they'll say I got no standing ovations.
The president is using this speech to sell his economic strategy, but it's also a chance to hit back at Joe Biden.
Sleepy Joe. He was someplace in Iowa today, and he said my name so many times that people couldn't stand it anymore. No, don't keep saying it. Sleepy guy. Okay.
4:46 p.m., we're back in the Beast.
Look at the people. These are the people that couldn't get in.
Headed to Air Force One for a second stop in Des Moines, a Republican Party fundraiser that evening.
Elections are about tomorrow, not yesterday. When you go to voters over this next year, what is the big unfinished piece of business you're going to say, this is what we're going to get done?
So we almost had health care done. Health care is a disaster, Obamacare. But we've managed it much better than they managed it. So we've made it serviceable, but it's not great. We're going to produce phenomenal health care. And we already have the concept of the plan. And it'll be much better health care.
Don't you have to tell people what the plan is?
Yeah, well, we'll be announcing that in about 2 months, maybe less.
In preparation for this trip, we went out and talked to a lot of voters here in Iowa, supporters of yours.
Right.
And a lot of them say they voted for you. They're proud of you. They're going to vote for you again, most of them. And they wish you'd cut back on the tweets.
At times with his tweets, I wonder sometimes he's overreacts.
I think he could tone down some of his rhetoric and his tweets and so forth.
It's the tweets. I just... The things he's... It's just not necessary.
I have a very unfair press. It's a fake news. It's a corrupt news. If I don't use social media, I do not get the word out. I put it out, and then it goes onto your platform. I put one out this morning, and as soon as I pressed the button, they said, we have breaking news. Every network, every station, we have breaking news. They read my tweet. Why is that bad?
What they're talking about, though, is you calling people names. It's demeaning.
Well, you know what? I'll bet they do like it. They may tell you that, but I'll bet they like it, you know?
What's your pitch to the swing voter on the fence?
Safety, security, great economy, and I think I've done more than any other first-term president ever. I have a phony witch hunt, which is just a phony pile of stuff. Mueller comes out, there's no collusion, and essentially a ruling that no obstruction, and they keep going with it. You know what? People are angry about it.
I don't think that's what he found, but we don't have time for that. Now we'll talk about
that later.
That
is what he found. Excuse me. He found no collusion. And he didn't find anything having to do with obstruction because they made a ruling based on his findings and they said no obstruction.
He didn't examine collusion. He laid out evidence of obstruction.
But are you trying to say now that there was collusion, even though he said there is no collusion?
He didn't say there's no
collusion. He said no collusion.
He said he didn't look at
collusion.
George,
the report said no collusion.
Did you read the report?
Yes, I did. And you should read it too. Come on, let's go. You should read it too, George.
Thank you, everybody. Wow, that crowd is deep. Thank you all very much. Thank you. Thank you, man.
Thank you, everybody.
And later, at that fundraiser, Trump polls the crowd on his 2020 campaign slogan.
We have to make a decision. Make America great again or keep America great. You know who's here tonight? George Stephanopoulos, the great George Stephanopoulos. Where are you, George? She's around here someplace, and he happens to be a nice guy.
So after about 10 hours, President Trump and I are back aboard Air Force One, heading back to the Capitol. Just one day in Iowa, with 510 more to go until Election Day. Coming up, anger in the Oval Office.
On Good Morning America today, they had that phony polling information. I explained to you last night that it was phony, but you didn't do anything about it. You should have.
And President Trump, 30 hours, continues.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.